Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're back with another community check-in show. This show was originally recorded on Friday night, June 19th, 2020. And this was the day that we found out all about the theme park reservation system. We also got information on the 2021 package release so we can start booking those 2021 Walt Disney World vacations imminently this week. It's going to happen. So watch The Mouse for Less and all of the social media outlets for those details. And we took your calls and answered a lot of questions. And Pam Forrester joined in about one third of the way through the show and gave some expert advice. So if you have any questions, this is a good show to check out. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. Book that next trip with the Magic for Less Travel with these 2021 packages coming out this week here in the next matter of hours, probably. Just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out your free, no-obligation quote form, put the Be Our Guest podcast on that line where it asks where you heard about them, and you and I are going to be planning that 2021 trip together, and it really helps support the show. So please book with The Magic for Less over at themagicforless.com. You can also use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you want to be an insider for the Be Our Guest podcast, get a little more exclusive content, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Friday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook. We are broadcasting live from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in beautiful and smoking hot St. Peter's, Missouri, in the middle of the USA. Well, 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 it is Friday. We're going to have a good time tonight. We call Friday nights happy hours here on the show as we have the call-ins. We're going to have a great time. And really, there's not much to talk about. There hasn't been any Disney news over the past month or so. Wait a second. Whoa. In the past 24 hours, we've had quite a few announcements, and I want to get your feedback here in just about 5 minutes. We're going to get as many voices in here as possible, so we're going to try to keep the calls coming quickly and getting get your thoughts in there on all these topics. We'll try to skip what we had for dinner, even though I love talking food. We'll try to skip talking about the weather, which I always love talking about the weather wherever you are. Tonight is going to be purely Disney and purely your thoughts, and we're going to respect each other's thoughts. That's what we always do in our community because we all come from different places. And I posted about magic bands today on the podcast Facebook page, and oh my lordy, I thought we'd have 5 or 6 comments, and it was my phone notifications. The thing was heating up. Like, I was like, my phone might catch on fire. So we're going to have fun talking about that, but let me hit some of the news we've had in the last 24, 25 hours. So all these things are open for discussion tonight. We can talk about it. that's right. Let's see what we can talk about. So we had Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party bite the dust last night during the show. Actually, we were about halfway through the show, breaking news, found out that all the Halloween parties were canceled for 2020. So we can talk about that. Wade and I had the discussion. I still think this. I'm shocked that they didn't cancel the August and September parties and hold off on October just to see what happens. But they were right in the statement. They said that some of the premier events at the party are the stage shows, fireworks and parades. They're not going to be able to do those this year, so they canceled the party. So I get it. Also, we have now a 5-month-long limited capacity food and wine festival, modified food and wine festival starting on July 15th. Disney heard us all joke about starting the food and wine festival in late August, and they said, hold my beer. We're going to start it July 15th, the day the park opens. And have a modified, spread out, not as many kiosks, but something. What are your thoughts on that? No Eat to the Beat concerts. I get that. But they did say they'll have things like the Jammeters and what was the other group I saw that was going to be on the American Garden stage? I'm trying to think. Oh, it was the mariachi band from Mexico, because I love those guys. El Mariachi Cobre. I love them. So I'd stop to see them, definitely. I love those guys. All right, so that's food and wine. That was last night. All during the show, this came out. So we went from talking about boring, not boring stuff, but like stuff that wasn't as urgent, to all this breaking news like in the last 20 minutes of last night's show. Then today happened. So we find out today, finally, about the theme park reservation system. Okay, so we got dates, but here's what we have before that. Disney sent out all the travel agents, and you've probably seen this on social media by now 100 times, that these are things guests need to know prior to Monday. Monday's a big day for the first group of people. First of all, everybody needs to have a My Disney Experience account, and I'm looking at you. If you don't have one and you're tuned in tonight, where you been? MyDisneyExperience.com. Now you got one, whatever. But make sure you have that account and make sure that everything is linked on that account, your hotel reservations and your ticket media. Whether it's a Magic Your Way ticket or an annual pass, make sure it is all linked correctly. I give this number often. Grab a pen. If not, you can Google it. It's the My Disney Experience Help Desk. This will be your friend if you run into any issues over the next 96 hours when crunch time happens for you. The number is 407-939-4357. 407-939-4357. Those folks at that line have really global administrator powers. They can solve almost any issue quickly, efficiently, and they're super friendly. But they have to talk to the guest on the account for security reasons, so have your password and login credentials ready, and they will fix that. So I'm just telling you, proactively, make sure your My Disney Experience account is set. Everything looks right. Everything looks good this weekend before Monday. Okay, so that's that. Once you have everything linked, your tickets, your hotel room, and all that, here are the key dates we need to talk about. June 22nd, so on Monday, Disney Park Pass Systems opens to guests with a Disney Resort hotel reservation and valid theme park admission, including annual passes, linked to My Disney Experience. So Monday, you have to have a hotel reservation and some kind of ticket, a Magic Your Way or an annual pass. If that is the case, we've been told, I got it from the big boss, and you can determine who the big boss might be, he or she, 7 a.m. on Monday, 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, this is through My Disney Experience app, so you'll be on the app. I will tell you, with fast passes, it's always supposed to be at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Sometimes it happens earlier. I don't know how this is going to go. We've been told 7 o'clock, so there it is, 7 o'clock. Now, the next date. June 26th, that's when people with annual passes can go on and make their theme park reservations without a hotel reservation. So if you are a local with an annual pass, somebody who's just going to be in town with an annual pass, staying with a friend, staying offsite, what have you, June 26th. But make sure that annual pass is linked to your My Disney Experience account and good to go. Then June 28th, two more days later, Disney Park Pass Systems open to other existing ticket holders. So people that have tickets outside of annual passes and no hotel reservations. Okay, so that's that. Now, this is a big one, obviously, for me and travel agents and folks that are looking to travel in 2021. It says by June 28th. So it could be June 28th, the 27th. They haven't given us a date yet. But before or on June 28th, that's when we can start making new 2021 package reservations and theme park ticket sales for 2021 only. This is a little different. It's really bizarre. So that'd be from January 1st until about mid-September of 2021. Remember, we still have the 499-day rule. We can only reach 499 days from the day that we are booking. So, and it's determined by your check-out date, not the check-in, the check-out date. So if you go, we don't know what day they're starting, so we don't have an actual date yet. So if you go to June 28th, if that's when it happens, you go plus 499, you have to be completing your entire reservation before 499 days from June 28th. So you can do a calculation. I could do it. I just haven't done it yet. So I think it's like mid-September, early October, if I'm calculating right in my head off on the fly. So most of 2021 can be booked sometime before June 28th. So that's important to know. A lot of folks I know have basic packages. We rolled over a lot of reservations from 2020. Folks that didn't want to travel, wanted to push off to 2021. If you have an 8-digit confirmation number, you are already in a package. That is great news. That means we can just call Disney and add the tickets and you'll be set, because we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to add a dining plan. That's not an option. And we don't have to worry about park hoppers. That also, unfortunately, is not an option at this time. Now, the only other sticking point on this, and this is where I want to have the conversation. Okay, somebody said it was September 26th. So it's going to be in that ballpark. Late September is what we can book through. So here's the elephant in the room, though. We're talking about 2021 packages. We're talking about what's going on in July. But here's the last little footnote. It says later this summer, no dates, but later this summer, based on availability, sales of 2020 tickets and Disney Resort Hotel arrivals will resume. So we can't book come June 28th or before. We can't fill out, you know, an October trip or a November, December. We can't book anything in 2020 at that point. We also still cannot sell tickets, which is a, I know this is kind of a hardship if you fall in this category where you booked a room reservation, you were holding off on your tickets because maybe you were going to get an annual pass or something like that. We're going to get that solved as soon as we can, but right now we can't sell tickets for 2020, nor can we book hotel reservations for 2020 at this time. But again, I hope Disney gets moving on that pretty quickly. Also, no park hopping, so you'll pick one park per day. I'm trying to see what else do we have as far as we got the 2021 packages. I will say this. Oh, we also have, here's the biggest news. I totally forgot this. So they announced for the 2021 packages and moving forward, the complimentary Magic Bands will no longer be included in the package. They say that guests can purchase these bands at a discounted price with their packages. Now, we've had a big, lively conversation about this over on the Facebook page. And I love you guys because we can all get along, but we can all have opinions. We all have to have different opinions. If we all have the same opinion, it'd be super boring. And I love, you know, getting my two cents in, hearing everybody else's. I'm not against you. I like to hear other people's opinions. So here's the thing about Magic Bands. They say if you don't have a Magic Band, you don't get one, they're going to give you the old Key to the World card. Remember that? The old credit card, the room key? It's just a little, you know, plastic credit card that will, you know, it'll work for your fast passes. It'll open the door. It'll do all the things you need. So if you want to give your kids something, they don't have a cell phone, they can have a Key to the World card. They can charge with it, and just like a Magic Band. Now, the other thing is they're supposed to have enhanced functionality to the My Disney Experience app. They're going to add a lot of things to the app. So your cell phone will do all kinds of stuff now. Everything the Magic Band would do and more. Also, the boss hasn't given me confirmation on this because I don't know if he or she can, but I'm hoping this also moves to the Apple Watch. We'll see. I don't know. I dream, but the Apple Watch would make an awesome Magic Band Plus. So maybe that'll happen. And also, too, remember that you can purchase these discounted Magic Bands. So you can still get a Magic Band. You just got to pay a little bit. And I would guess that probably 75% of us right now here have purchased the specialty Magic Bands. I got a Spaceship Earth one. The girls got one that's got floral Minnie Mouse like polka dots on them last spring. So a lot of us purchased them anyway, the upgraded Magic Bands. You can still do that. Disney's going to sell those. Shop Disney will have them. They'll have them in the parks. So, yes, the Magic Bands are not going away, but they're just not going to be included in your package. So that's something we can talk about here, too. Let me get my little two cents in, and then I'm going to open the phone lines, and I want to hear from lots and lots of you. We have a lot of folks tuned in. I want to hear from you. Here's the thing. With the theme park reservation system, I know people are freaking out because it sounds scary, like, oh, my gosh, I might not get in the theme park I'm looking for. Now, I don't have any information. Disney really doesn't know because this is so new. It's absolutely 100% brand new. But here's my thoughts on this because, remember, I work with a lot of guests at the Magic for Less. I book, and I'm very lucky because we have a pretty large audience, and you guys are super loyal to the agency, and you mentioned the podcast, and I always work with our guests that mention the podcast. I can kind of see trends, and I know that from my sample that I see from the guests that I book, the demand is not as high as you would think right now. So I don't think you're going to have any trouble getting your preferred park on the preferred day right now. So don't sweat this weekend saying, oh my gosh, I don't think I'm going to get it. I don't think it's going to be anything like trying to get breakfast at Cinderella's Royal Table or an ADR at Be Our Guest. I think you're going to be fine. Even if you don't do it on Monday or Tuesday, I think you're going to be fine. So don't lose sleep over this. I don't want this to become so stressful that it's not enjoyable. Remember, this is Disney. This is a vacation. This is fun. This is not meant to add stress to your life. So don't lose sleep. I think you're going to be fine. Of course, the thing is, if you're on social media, if you're like me, when I start seeing all the posts and it almost seems like hyper frantic when you look at social media, because somebody that gets that reservation they're looking for at 7:01 on Monday, they're posting it and it freaks the rest of us out that are trying to stay chill. Just remember, I think you're going to be fine. Those theme parks are big, even at limited capacity. Remember, you're going days that most people are not. There's a lot. You can book through September of 2021. That is a lot of days. You got four theme parks. You have lots of space. And they want to accommodate as many people as possible. So don't stress too much. Don't stress until you need to stress. For example, Melissa lives right behind the Magic Kingdom. And she says that down there, a lot of folks are canceling their annual passes, you know, because they're locals. They get to go back when the time is right. And maybe the time isn't right now for some of the locals, where it is something that is a lot more easily accessible than somebody from St. Louis or Nova Scotia or Washington State. You know, so I don't think the demand is going to be crazy busy the rest of 2020. I wouldn't sweat that. In 2021 is still so far out that the chances of a huge crowd going for your specific 2021 dates, I would say, are not super high. I think I want everybody to be happy, and I want everybody to step back, because as Disney fans, we freak out. I do. You do. We freak out about little details. I'm just saying, we're in this together. I think you're going to be okay. Yes, Amy, what I'm saying, I'm trying to say in a roundabout way, you'll be sleep Sunday night. Now, if you really want to make sure, I always say early bird gets the worm. 7 a.m. Monday, get on there and do what you got to do. I mean, there's no reason to drag your feet, but, you know, don't freak out. I bet you at 10 o'clock you can still get into theme park when you want to get in. So that being said, I just want to kind of put everybody's mind at ease. I'm not an expert. I'm just going what I feel and what I know from what I've learned in the past 10 years working as a planner. All right, so let's open the phone lines. This should be fun for the next 45 minutes or 50 minutes. It's 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. And I think that's exactly it. Melissa says, I feel like the only problem will be demand on the system, and it's all going to work. So I think it's kind of it's going to be limited capacity, but it's also going to be limited demand. I think everything is going to kind of balance itself out and work itself out, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, down to the 256 in Alabama. What's going on, buddy?
Mike, James, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. So here's one thing that kind of worries me about everything is about the park reservations is they're saying to keep an eye. You know, they want you to check back periodically to make sure you still have, you know, the park reservations are still the same and whatnot.
Yep.
That's kind of disconcerting. So does that mean that they're going to maybe limit those, you know, further down the road, or what do you read into that?
What I read into that is that I think that the thing is Disney needs, this kind of came out, we talked about this last night briefly with the chief medical officer's message saying that Disney's doing everything they can to be safe, right, when the parks reopen in July, but it's a two-way street. They need the guests to also do their part to keep things safe as well. You know, mask up, wash your hands, because, you know, Disney can't wash your hands for you. You know, like, you have to do that, right, to keep everybody safe. Kind of the same thing, because, again, unprecedented times. So I think what they're wanting you to do is to not, and you know, this is totally not the folks who are listening tonight, but I mean, a lot of folks that are going for the first, second, or third time, they might drop that $200 deposit and then not even think about the vacation until their final payment date. And then maybe not even think about the vacation again until like 2 days before they get on the plane. I think what Disney needs right now out of the guest is to stay plugged in, you know, because things might change. You know, a theme park might have to go down after July for some period of time, or, a land, you know, maybe they have to take down a land for extensive cleaning, or a restaurant or something that you plan to go to. I don't think if you make a park reservation that you're not going to get it later on. I don't think they're going to change it, but they could, because again, they don't know what's going on. But I think what they want more than anything is that you check in periodically to kind of keep up with what is, I think what they really want is the guests to have a clear expectation of what they're going to get when they arrive, because it's so different. Veterans like us that are very well-versed in what a vacation is, when we get down there, we're going to be like looking around like, holy, where am I? You know, I mean, it's going to be familiar, but it's going to be different at the same time. I think they just want us plugged in.
Right. I got you. And I got to say, so what we're planning on doing now that our Halloween party's canceled, because, you know, with the little ones, we don't do a part day on the part on a party day, because that's just too much with a 6 and 3 year old. But yeah, we're actually looking at going to the other park in town. So
it'll be interesting, because that's one thing somebody asked last night was if Halloween Horror Nights will still go on at Universal now that Disney has canceled the Halloween party over at the Magic Kingdom. And that's interesting to me, because I've never gone, but I mean, I know the coverage of it. Ricky talks about it often. I've seen the coverage. That is a very much more up close and personal experience with the haunted houses and stuff. So I don't know how they do the Halloween Horror Nights. Now you could go over there and enjoy the parks and stuff, but I don't know if they're going to have their special events either.
Yeah, no, and we're not going to the Horror Nights. That would probably freak the kids out. We wouldn't be able to
freak me out.
Trip,
so. I worked at a haunted house, and I know the people who worked with me, and that scares the crap out of me. Just thinking about going to, nope, no thanks. I don't need to be scared that much.
Right. So, all right, Mike, I'll let you go, man. Get to the other callers. Have a good night.
Absolutely, buddy. You have a good week. Hey, happy Father's Day to you, buddy.
Hey, you too, Mike.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. I got to get it. What's the take on the Magic Bands? Who's taking that one up? Give us a call. Let us know. Lively conversation going on in the chat room. This chat room is flying by. Folks that don't even have hotel reservations, like Miss K right now, she says this stuff's giving her anxiety just talking about it. That's what I don't want. It is highly... It's a little stressful right now, but we'll get through it. We'll make it happen. All right, we have our next call. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Marlessa. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday, Marlessa. How are things in New York?
They're going okay. Really hot today. And lots of crazy news today.
Oh, man, tell me about it. I had to get out to walk this afternoon. It was like a heat index, I think, of like 98, and it was still better than trying to get my head around everything happening. It's crazy.
I can imagine. I do have a quick question for you regarding this that I was getting a little confused about. And I know you covered all the dates and the opening of the show, but just to like clarify, so if you have a basic package, and so not tickets yet, does that mean tickets can be added at this point, or not until next week?
So, hang on, I'm getting...
Because I was seeing June 24th float around as a date for that, but I'm not sure if that's official.
So, hang on, Pam Forrester wants to hop in here, so I'm sending her the link so she can get in the show here. Okay, Pam Forrester, I
saw her
link.
In the chat.
Yeah,
I just saw that, too.
Things are going so fast, I didn't see it. So she's going to be coming on here in a second. So, now, are you talking a 2020 package or a 2021?
2021.
Okay, so 2021. Here's the key. Here's how you know if you have a basic package. If you have an 8-digit confirmation number, it probably starts with a 2. If you have that, you have a basic package. So basically, then we can add the tickets starting whenever they announce the 2021 packages. I don't know that it'll be the 24th. We just know it'll be before the 28th. So it could be any time before.
Okay. Yeah. I had a feeling that date was a rumor, but wanted to see if there was like some, I don't know, insider information.
Couldn't tell you if I knew. Just kidding. I don't know. I'm the last person.
I know. Maybe we could speak in code. So, okay. So I double checked, have the basic pack. So basically before the 28th, there should be a date, and then the tickets can be added, and then the park pass beer, right?
Yes. Yes. Once that happens, okay. So once that happens, we can make new bookings for 2021 up to 499 days out. So up to like late September. But if you already have the basic package, you are so golden, because 75% of the work's done. Instead of building a package for you from scratch, the good news is you already have your hotel room. That's the only thing that runs out. So you're set. Like We just got to throw those tickets on there and you are set. You got your room, you got your tickets. You have a complete, you can't add dining at this point. So you got your complete package. So you are just, I mean, you're right. Rocking. So that'll happen. You'll be set up late June. You'll be good to go. So that's really good for next year.
Right. Okay, cool. Because I'm a planner a bit. So part of me will be sweating a little bit. Be like, oh my God, which day can I take it? Oh my God. But well, hopefully.
Don't stress too much. You'll get, hang on one second because Pam's coming in. Pam, we don't see your camera and I don't hear you. But I see that you're here. So keep trying. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, my loss. I'm trying to get Pam in here too. Go ahead.
Oh, no worries. I knew, like I said, I knew it was serious when Pam showed up. So that's good.
Hi,
I guess
everyone.
That,
I was
oh,
watching.
I think
we
I see
did,
her now.
We
hey, Pam.
Tonight that we actually aren't gone. So yeah. Here I am.
So can you hear Marlessa? She's on the phone.
Hey, Pam.
Hang on. Pam doesn't have her headphones on.
Oh, no.
We're
I am
both
not
rock,
hearing you. I'm going out and coming back in.
She's leaving and coming back in, so she couldn't hear us. So she will be back.
Okay.
Love doing this on the fly. Yeah, okay. No. But yeah, you're set. Everybody's got those basic packages. That's why Disney let us do this, so that we had most of the work out of the way for those people that had to reschedule for COVID this year.
Okay. So basically, the only group that would be ahead of the basic package people are just like, you know, if you have APs or if you're 2020 package, I think, right? If I understood that correctly.
You mean to be ahead of you?
I'm already.
No, nobody will be ahead of you in 2021. If you got the basic package, you're at the top of the list. I mean, everybody's equal for 2021 from scratch. I'm just saying, everybody can book starting before June 28th. Anybody that's looking for, you know, before the end of September 2021, we can do that. Everybody's equal footing. Even if you put in a quote this weekend, you're still equal footing. I got you, Pam. But I just don't lose this train of thought. So but the thing is, the reason why people have the basic packages, I'm saying they're kind of set, is because you're guaranteed to have that hotel room because you've already got it locked in. The only thing you got to worry about if you're putting in a new quote this weekend or next week is that it's a very small possibility, but for your dates, that hotel is not available. You got your hotel.
Right.
So they don't run out of tickets. We throw the tickets on there. You can make a theme park reservations and you're set. You're in a great spot. So let me get Pam in here real quick. Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, jumping in on a crazy night. What's up, Pam?
I thought I'd come help you.
Yes, thank you. It's been a crazy day.
SOS, Pam.
More rabid than I ever thought they would be about the Magic Band.
Yeah, so we haven't even talked about Magic Bands yet. We're getting the theme park reservation
system.
I'm afraid.
So I'm not on my regular headset, so you'll have to forgive me tonight.
No, can you hear us, though? Can you hear Marlessa?
Yes, okay. I can.
Hey,
I can hear. There's good questions. People are really thinking about that, which I think really just shows everyone's passion for Walt Disney World and getting back to the Disney product. So I love to see that. I love that people have really thought about this. They've taken the information that Disney has put out there, and they've analyzed the heck out of it.
Yes. It's crazy.
Great.
So no, Marlessa, you're in a good spot. So I loved your thoughts on the Facebook page about Magic Bands. I mean, I think basically you had the, as I recall, there was only about 7 bajillion comments on there, but and I loved them all. And everybody had great points. But I think yours was more of like, it's an anticipation for the vacation. It's a way to have to deal with the phone. And I get that. I mean, that's why I like cruising, because I don't pull my phone out except for pictures. So. But I mean, they're moving. The thing is, I mean, like it or not, and I'm an old man and I'm an old curmudgeon, we're moving where everything's going to be on the phone. I mean, this is going to be how it is. So, but you had good points and I sure appreciate those.
Yeah. And I, you know, like you said earlier, like I know, I think most of us in the chat or listening on the feed, you know, have probably bought an upgrade Magic Band. Like I certainly have, like, and I personally don't mind like paying for that upgrade. I was kind of, you know, I guess thinking of it in terms of just that, like you said, like that excitement of getting that like guaranteed, like solid, you know, color Magic Band, or especially like for kids, I can imagine if it's their first trip, you know, and like shows up or like scanning it against Mickey, like I'll, you know, and I think it's great. Like I don't have an Apple Watch. I've Team Garmin for now, but, but you know, I think that, you know, like I completely get like the points of the technology and all that. I think it was just, you know, I hope people are able to like reuse their magic. I mean, maybe if nothing else, like I think a lot of us have maybe dozens of magic bands sitting around and
maybe,
just
maybe
kind of like take
dozens.
Advantage of reusing yeah. those, right?
Yeah.
I've had
to refuse
mine for a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I've used the exact. I still use, and I even used it back in February on my last trip. I use that. I have a Slinky Dog magic band from the media event at Toy Story, which was May of 2018. And so, I mean, those things last for at least a couple of years. So, I mean, yeah, we make a big deal out of things, and I get it. I mean, it is fun to get the box. It's like, okay, trip's coming up in the next month or two. That's I get that. Something tangible in the mail is super exciting. I'm the biggest kid. Yeah. I love that day. Mickey mail. You know what I'm saying? It's like Magical Express tags. All they are stickers, but dude,
yeah,
I do backflips
for
them. So I get that. But I mean, the thing is, in practicality, if you have to buy like one magic band that you really, really like every couple of years, in the grand scheme of things for what Disney vacations cost, I wouldn't lose sleep over it.
Yeah, for sure. And Wade hit it on the head in the comments about like how you can about like going to the pool without the phone. Like if you have like the magic band, and that was like the other like kind of funny thing I was thinking of too, of how the one thing the phone can't do is, you know, can't be waterproof, because I told you last time my boyfriend like lost his phone at Disney because it got a little wet.
Oh,
and we
no.
had to replace it. But that is one perk of the magic band.
I'll tell you a quick story about that. I got into the lazy river with my pool and my swimming trunks the day before my wedding. Yep. And I was not going to have now this was luckily back in the candy bar phone days, like the Nokia. I just remember I was in the lazy river and I'm like, what's that in my pocket? Oh, and it was just fried. So the night before my wedding, I was running around trying to get a cell phone. You know, I had to get married tomorrow, but I was getting a cell phone. That's me. So yeah, it happens. No, but I hear
so Mike in the Midwest bonus story.
Seriously, I just gave you a little teaser for the next show. It's Stupid Mike show episode 7. Okay, well, Marlesa, I'm gonna run and get some more calls in here, but we'll talk to you tomorrow night. So have a good Saturday.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks
you
for
too.
Calling.
Nice talking to you, Pam. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. So, Pam, real quick, I tried to recap everything. I went to the Disney
you did
mail.
A great job. It's
okay.
All we've talked about.
Okay, good. So, was I okay with everything? Because I'm trying to keep everybody calm but reasonable. Right? I don't know.
There's no other way to be at this point, right? It is what it is, and I know that there are changes that everyone's being impacted by and feeling impacted by. But at the end of the day, what we're doing is taking steps to get back to the place that so many of us think as being our home away from home. And if this is what it takes, I'm on board. I'm happy to do it. Disney has lots of people they have to keep happy. In addition to their guests, they have their cast, they have the cast representatives in terms of unions and other things like that. They, of course, have their shareholders. Haven't been working in the parks for a while. You guys may have heard about this, but since March, the parks have been closed. They have state, federal, local governments that they have to keep in, you know, in happy and letting them continue to open. I can't even imagine what the restrictions and negotiations looked like between Disney and all the governing bodies that they had to meet with in order to get the okay to even open. And I think what is the most important thing is, however you feel about it, it's okay.
Mm-hmm, totally.
If you feel like you don't want to go and this isn't for you right now, I totally respect that. If you can't wait to get there, I respect that too. I think the thing that hurts my heart a little bit is when other people want, expect, feel the need for everyone else to feel the same way that they do. And I get it. I get that people want to express how they feel. I completely support that. But, you know, some people are going to feel differently than I do and differently than Mike does and differently than you do. And I think we all just have to let each other deal with what we feel comfortable with at this point. So personally, I am counting days, right, until I can experience that, because I've realized during this time, and I've said this on the podcast, how much my heart and my brain and everything has missed being there. It's been missing from my life. I feel it. So it makes me happy. So I'm going to stick with that. If I have to show up, no magic band, I have to have reservations to get into a park and no dining. I'm okay. I'm still there.
That's so true. And you know what? That's kind of the thing, you know, ever since this pandemic started, we went on the severe lockdown. You couldn't really leave your house. You couldn't even get takeout at first. And we started these community check-ins. We've been doing these honestly every night since March, every night that we weren't doing a Monday or a Wednesday show. And it's been my therapy with our awesome community. We can discuss things logically and respectfully. That's what I love about our podcast group. We always are able to disagree respectfully and have interesting conversations and see it from the other person's perspective. And we don't, and really, in the grand scheme of things, we've got bigger things to worry about than Magic Band. And the thing is, too, you know, I was talking about this, of course, this dominated dinner conversation at our kitchen table as I was scarfing down my Mexican food real quick so I could answer more emails. It was, and you and Ricky were texting back and forth a bajillion times, blowing up my Apple Watch in a group message.
I was being sassy.
Yeah, I know. And so, yeah, so real quick, Mallory across the table goes, "That's right, Mike, or Dad, when you become president, you're going to outlaw group messages for this reason right here." I was like, yes, and freestyle Coke machines, both. They're going away. Anyway, but it's one of those things, though, that Magic Bands aren't going away. And the thing, the whole thing is, what cracks me up, too, is that I bet you if we took a poll right now in our chat room of the many people that are here tonight listening live and everybody listening on the feed probably on Tuesday, how many of you have purchased a limited edition or the upgraded Magic Band when you go to buy your you know, your plain Jane blue Magic Band? You're like, dude, that is so ugly. I got to have Spaceship Earth. And I mean, you can still do that. And you can still wear it proudly, loud and proud and all that good stuff. So they're not going away.
Yes. I have 8 million Magic Bands I got for free. Need this one that I need to pay for.
Well, they're, you know, I see it too. I mean, it's like, oh, dude, I almost made like a whole garland that goes around my entire house. Like I'm seven Magic Bands short from completing the living room. You know, it's craziness. I love you guys and I'm right with you. I'm in there with you, but we're all kind of crazy. We're a little bit crazy, but we'll make it.
I know we will. I mean, it's definitely true. We will find other things to complain about with Disney soon. Dang it.
So talk to us about, let's get more serious about the planning part. So Monday, okay. I gave the dates, you know, for Monday's go day for everybody. It's got hotel reservations and valid ticket media, everything, the homework for the weekend. Check your My Disney Experience account. Make sure everything's linked. Tickets, hotel, make sure everything's good. And if it's not, call the My Disney Experience help desk. Double check.
Right. Okay. I can't say that enough. Yes. I can't say link and then go ahead and link some more.
Yes.
Truly.
Okay, so I gave advice just from my perspective, but remember, your perspective is a lot bigger. Let me get this call in real quick, but then I'm going to ask you about this. Somebody's trying to get in. All right, we have our next caller. Who's joining us?
Hi, this is Hope from Nebraska.
Hope. Hey, Hope.
Hey, guess Hope. We need Hope right now.
Yeah, right. Good.
It's
I'm
like
here.
Somebody heard us. Oh my gosh, that's perfect. And we love Nebraska. So, what part of Nebraska?
From Norfolk, Nebraska. We're about 2 hours north of Omaha.
Okay, cool. The old College World Series. Which didn't happen. Yep. Everything else this year. So what do you got for us? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I have a question about AP holders. We are DVC AP holders, of course, from Nebraska, and we are going down on July 18th through the 23rd. And I had heard somewhere that they might be limiting to 3 days for AP holders.
Not
is that true? Or
reservation. So if you have a reservation, you're going to be able to make your length
perfect.
Of stay. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to do a split stay. First time at Pauly. So we're looking forward to that. And first time at Bay Lake. So yeah, I'm excited. So
those are both great locations. Yeah. You're going to be right there close to the Magic Kingdom. So you'll be able to take advantage of that.
So Hope, let me ask you this. Cause I just like picking people's brains. I've always liked this. Just talking to people with different situations. What's your strategy as far as ideally looking for what you would like to book for the theme park reservation system? Are you looking for, since you're going to be in the Magic Kingdom area, are you looking to significantly do that park? Are you going to all four? What's your hope going? That's a terrible pun. What are your thoughts going into your reservation picking?
Well, me and my husband went on a couples retreat in February, so we have seen the new Star Wars land. Our 15-year-old has not gone yet, so of course we're going to try to get Hollywood Studios for 1 or 2 days, and then of course Magic Kingdom, since we'll be right there. So
nice. You're going to take you're at the Polynesian, so are you going to have a day where you don't go into the parks, or are you going in every day?
Yeah, no, there's one day we're just going to do. The first day when we get there, we arrive at noon, so we're just going to stay at the Poly that day and swimming.
Let me give you a tip, and Pam can back me up on this. One of my best days I have ever, and I am not exaggerating here, one of my favorite all-time days at Walt Disney World was a pool day at the Polynesian with a bunch of friends, like one sitting right here next to me, and families, where we played. We sat at the pool. We got a covered patio table. We played Yahtzee. That's what it was. Like, I was like, Uno? No, it was Yahtzee. And we had like snack, little, you know, like celery and dips and chips and stuff. That day was so, because we'd hop in the pool, cool off, and go back and play board games and just hang. Oh, I mean, I love going to theme parks. Don't get me wrong. That was the best day. And the rule is, if you do this, here's the rule. If anybody gets Yahtzee, and I have video proof of this, you must belly flop directly into the pool. Move the kids, but if you get a Yahtzee, you just got to run right to the pool and belly flop in. That's how we roll. So I'm just telling you, that will make an awesome day, Hope, on your resort day.
Steve Forrester had to scoop some grown men out of the space. He was like, he got to the edge of the pool because he did get Yahtzee, and he said, "Sir, can you please move?" And he looked, and the guy looked at him like he was crazy. And Steve's like, "I got Yahtzee."
He's like, "Can you move, sir? Move. I got Yahtzee." Exactly.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was a good day.
Well, I'm just saying that because there's so much to do at Walt Disney World. Do not overestimate the day where you're really not doing anything, where you're just enjoying the people you're with. It's amazing.
It's true.
Well, Hope, thanks for calling in, and I hope it really works out for you. So you have to keep us up to date how it goes next week.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Awesome.
So
I saw a question. Someone asked when the park reservation system opens on Monday. Right now we're hearing 7 a.m. And that's Eastern time, Mickey Mouse time over here on the East Coast. So we're hoping that it does open at that time. And supposedly that's the time when we'll all be able to start making park reservations.
Okay. So now this is a question that you don't have an answer to, but you are versed, and you have, you know, everybody in here very much respects your thoughts on things like this. So I gave my opinion, and I said, I don't want people freaking out like every theme park reservation is going to be as hard to get as breakfast at Cinderella's Royal Table or Be Our Guest. We don't know. I don't think Disney knows right now, but what are your thoughts? I mean, I don't think people should lose sleep Sunday night. I think you're going to be fine. I really don't think you're going to wake up and be like, oh my gosh, I can't get in the park during my stay. I don't think that's going to happen.
Right. And I'm very much of the opinion that, first of all, worrying rarely helps, and it almost always makes things worse. So I'm certainly not going to worry about something that I really don't have a clue about, which is right this. I understand being anxious. There's no ability to not, you know, stop that. But what you're going to do is go into it with a plan and do the best you can with that plan. And I think one of the ways that I stop myself from worrying is I go ahead and roll with it, right? Okay, so what's the worst thing that could happen, and what would I do at that point? So let's say the worst thing that can happen is you can get no parks at all on the days that you have your vacation booked.
I do this exact same scenario in my head all the time with things, but go ahead.
Yes, but this is how I think so many people, when they have anxiety or worry about something, what you typically, your brain, you sort of teach your brain not to think about the worst thing that could happen, right? You sort of avoid it all day long, when really you aren't avoiding it. It's in the back of your mind right there. This is the daughter of two psychologists, by the way, and I work with a mental health professional. So I'm going to give you some perspective on this.
And you podcast with two crazy people. So there you go. I'm one on each side usually. So go ahead.
Right? So instead of avoiding the worst case scenario, let's jump in with both feet, right? And say, what's the worst thing that could happen? I can reserve no park reservations on the day that I want. At that point, I think you still have options. First of all, the system will, as people add and drop and cancel park reservations and cancel reservations and whatnot, show different availability. So you're like, did you get the dining you wanted? No, we'll keep checking, right? Everyone says that. Or you could look at that park calendar, see what dates are available, and is it possible for you to change your dates to different dates? I mean, really, at that point, those are your two options. Or go and enjoy a really awesome vacation with no park time, and it can be done, my friends. So, I mean, I hate to put it out there as even a possibility, but I don't think that we're going to see park dates immediately sell out, except maybe some holiday dates, but I'm not even sure that. And I agree. I don't know that Disney knows. That's what we're doing here. This is why this system has to happen. Disney needs a better picture, a better idea of who actually wants to be in the park in certain days. And this will help us.
I honestly think Disney's dying to see how next week goes because,
right?
You know, a company, a teacher, a doctor, you know, anybody that is in any kind of a business, you as a travel agency owner, what you need is data. You need to look at the numbers, and that helps you make good decisions moving forward. Whether it's, you know, when I was teaching, I could look at the, you know, somebody's grades, and like looking at their last test grade didn't help me. But when I had a cumulative look of like, you know, the quarter's grades or the semester's grades or last year's grades, I could start to see the bigger picture and start connecting dots. Okay, because of this data, I can now reasonably make decisions on where we should focus instruction. Now, that's what Disney needs. So next week, they're going to get just a ton of data immediately on, okay, people want to go to the Magic Kingdom 2-1 over the studios for some reason, or, you know, Thursdays are super popular for some reason, or everybody's going on the weekends, you know, and that'll help them staff. That'll help them maybe incentivize other parks to get people. Cause again, they want people, you know, moved around equally. So I think that's the biggest thing is that they're going to get data. And I think that's, you know, we had a caller asking about James Jay asked about, you know, why did Disney say to keep checking back? And I think it's, they want an informed guest. And because things are changing so quickly, because Disney isn't in control of all this, it's the government, the local governments and the state and everything else. They want an informed guest when they arrive so that they're a partner in what all's going on.
I think too, that's why. So the Know Before You Go guide that is out there is continually being updated by Disney. We'll actually put a link to it because we have the mini site on the Magic for Less Travel so that you can go there too. It's encompassed within our site, sort of a mini site within our site. But that's information that Disney is pushing out daily. And I think that Disney is not the only one making decisions in this space. So let's say to them that whatever governing body gets to decide this stuff comes to them in 2 months or whatever period of time. They said, you know what? You can bump your attendance by 10% or 20% or whatever. At that point, then they'll have the ability to make changes, open up the system to more people to make park reservations and whatnot. So I think that that's why they have that there. Then they know they only need to really update in one place, and that gets pushed out to different guests, travel agencies, and whatnot. So,
and that's, you know, not to toot our horn, but that's why it's good to say, to have somebody like me. Like, I mean, I got this first thing today. We kind of had an idea that something was going to start happening here in the next little bit of time. So we were heads up and on that. And, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen, but we were just standing by. We get this. And at least if you're a client, you can just shoot an email to your travel agent. Hey, what's up? You know, I'll give you five, you know, quick little answer. Bam. You can put your mind at ease. You don't have to go hunting for all this stuff because it's hard. I mean, if you go, I love Twitter and Facebook and social media, but man, you get so many different stories. If you go there, you don't always get the right stuff. Sometimes it's slanted because of certain reasons and agendas. It's just, it's good to know, you know, I was getting all the information directly from the email Disney sent the travel agents, I think at about 11 o'clock today, Central Time. So it's one of those things, just, you know, it helps to have more people helping you out than less in this kind of a situation, but you know, we'll see. And that's, again, that's why our audience is set because like you said, if all of a sudden Orange County or the state of Florida says, hey, like you said, we can add 10% more to our folks in the parks. Mm-hmm. These our guests and our listeners are going to be the people who tend to check things more quickly.
Every second.
Yeah, I'm going to say that, but yeah, exactly. Every 5 seconds, refresh. But the thing is, like, those are the people who will get in. Like, I couldn't get in the Magic Kingdom on the fourth of July. It's not going to be open, but you know what I'm saying? Like August 10th, I couldn't get in the Magic Kingdom. Well, they bumped it up. Now I can because I was on the right time. I was paying attention. So it's just good to know what's going on.
Agreed. And here's a couple answers to some questions I see. First of all, you will be able to leave and come back to the same park in the same day. So, and you'll probably want to in the summer, right?
Yes.
Come on, be smart, people. Avoid those really, really hot hours. Go back to your resort and swim. And also I saw, people have been asking about the time, like that you have to pick a time. I don't believe that the time has anything to do with anything other than it's the park hours. So you just pick the park hours for that time. I don't believe you need to pick a time and that's the time you can arrive at the park. That would make, I think, things really challenging.
Oh my God, that'd be crazy. Hold on. I got 10:21. I got to be there. Let's go, bus.
Exactly. Oh. Who out here in the bus line has a 10 o'clock park opening?
Who's got 9:38?
You can now board the bus.
9:38. We're going to give away your reservation in 5, 4.
Right? No, I don't think that's what that's a function of. I think it's just a function of the system and it's there and it's going to tell you the park hours for that time.
Steve has been super patient. I'm trying to get, again, I have a hard time reading the comments because we're talking.
I know, because they're going so fast.
It is, but Steve was asking about the significance. He's hearing September 2021, and he keeps wanting to know what that date is. And I'm guessing, okay, so a couple things. When we start booking 2021 packages, the rule still applies that it's 499 dates,
yes.
499 days from the day that we're calling in or working online. Yes. So that's going to fall like late September-ish when these open, because we don't know the exact date yet, but it'll be around the 20th or the 30th in that range probably. So that's when we can book through. We can't do October, November, December 2021 until we inch our way closer in July, August, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Now, also from what I read, now Pam, I could be wrong. This is one thing I read and I think I have right, but again, my brain is like fried today because it's so much overload, but the theme park reservation system goes live on Monday, and those reservations are going to be good through September of 2021 to make these reservations, right? Is that right?
No. So on Monday, if you have 2020 reservations that are existing reservations with resort and tickets,
only
you can make your park passes through then. Once the 2021 system opens, then like to new packages so that we can book new packages, then 2021 system will open up.
Okay. I was just wondering because I know some UK guests have 2021 packages already on the books and they've been asking.
I don't know what to tell them because we don't get to work within the UK
system.
That's
what I was wondering too. That's why I didn't know for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't know about that. Your travel provider hopefully will have that information for you, but that's just not something that I use because the UK product is really, it's different than what we can offer. It has different components. It
longer
has different things like that.
Yep. And Mike, yes. Okay. So Mike Bankhead, he says he's working when this happens on Monday. So he's going to use the Mr. Rahman, the teacher registering for Run Disney Race. Okay. So here's how you do that. Just for anybody that might want to use my system. So it used to be that you signed up for your races at 11 o'clock Central. So noon Eastern. And it was usually on a Tuesday or a Thursday. So I would buy my colleague next door lunch. I would send my kids over about 20 minutes to the hour. So I had 20 minutes to get everything set. I'd be like, here's your work. Okay, go over next door and she's going to take you to lunch and all that. I'll see you after recess. They knew not to mess with me. They knew I've told them about it. So I had my iPad, my school computer, my laptop. I was like mission control at my desk. I went and locked my door. So I'm just telling you, if you work in like a public office, you know, open office, I would get police tape I would smell really bad that day, so nobody comes around and asks, you know, to, hey, can I borrow your pencil sharpener? No, get away. I'm trying to register for, no, it's not. I don't think it's going to, but that's a good comparison. Run Disney races take 5 years off your life every time you register. I don't think it's going to be that way Monday. But as Disney fans, Disney has turned us into this. It's like,
I know.
It's what they've done to us. We're like crazy people. I mean, I'm one of them. I get it. It's nuts.
Yeah, their ideas to like want us to prepare early have made us crazy. So,
yeah. All right, if you want to call in, we got a couple more minutes. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395.
I saw the question about when 2020 will reopen again to book. They're saying late summer for that. So actually, we're going to be able to book 2021 before we can book more reservations for 2020. So.
How crazy. It's that weird situation too, where there's a few people talking where you have a room reservation and no tickets for 2020. And it's just like, got to get those tickets. And it's kind of, you know, Disney, the whole thing, you know, you got to look at the big picture again. Disney is a company. They want to make money. They want to, you know, bring in revenue. They want to sell tickets as bad as you want to buy tickets. You know, it's like it's not that they don't want to sell them, but I think again, they have to look and see with existing reservations, how many more tickets they can sell and how many hotel rooms they can still book. So we got another call. Let me grab this one real quick. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, yes, this is Steve. Answered a question of mine a little earlier.
Hey, Steve, sorry that I didn't get to it sooner. I was trying to like wrap my head around it while I was talking and I couldn't keep up. So I tried to get to it. So what do you got? Pam's here with us too.
No problem. Just a few questions. You answered about September of next year. Well, I guess. I thought I heard that Disney was planning on doing something up until September, and then they wouldn't like the park reservations, and then they were going to assess from there. Because 499 days from now is actually Halloween of next year. So I didn't know if you guys heard, I thought I read something about that, but I'm not 100%.
Hang on. Let me do my trick that I do real quick.
I asked Alexa.
That's what I'm, so. You did? Okay, hang on. I'm going to set everybody's off real quick. Alexa, what date is 499 days from today?
4 days from now, it will be October 31st.
You're right. Why am I getting September? What's that all about? It is Halloween. Not that I doubted you, Steve, but I was like, I've been believing myself all day long. Now I feel like an idiot. Stupid Alexa.
It's so far away. It's amazing. It's been the COVID thing. I'm like, oh, I'm going to book it for May of next year.
No wonder you're like, no wonder you're like for the last hour in the chat room, what's the September stuff? It doesn't make sense. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, totally.
I don't know if you heard anything, Pam.
No, go ahead, Pam. What'd you say?
I don't know that there's any particular significance to this other than this is the date that they're doing it to this point. I haven't heard of anything else happening, you know, after that point. So.
Okay. And then the other question I had was, well, you answered, but, so to make the park reservations, it would be probably in a few months, next month.
For 2020
For 2021. I'm sorry?
For 2020 or 2021?
2021.
So when next week, once new reservations were able to make those, you're going to be able to make your park reservations at that time too.
For 2021. Okay.
Yes. Yep. I know, right? It's all happening at once. Like Disney's very confident in their system.
That's exactly what I was just thinking, Steve. I'm like, oh my God, those servers are going to be smoking next week. I hope they have enough air conditioning.
And that's only by phone. Correct?
No, on the My Disney Experience app, right, Pam?
My Disney Experience. Okay.
So you're actually going to have to use your browser.
No, I thought it was on the app. I totally gave fake news.
No, I think, what I think, but I'm not 100% sure. I think it said that in the announcement today that you will have to use a browser. You can still be on a mobile device, but instead of your app, you will have to use go to, you know, that whole, go to your browser on your
My Disney
mobile
experience
device.
In the browser.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I think the browser has more stability perhaps than the app. This is just completely, does that,
yeah,
does, that sounds like a good answer, right?
This is giving me cold sweats thinking about the tech.
I have so, no yeah, insider information in this thing. This is totally PM Forest or speculation. But
I'm so glad you came on tonight. So it's not me just giving fake news for an hour.
One more Look, I've seen question, lots of other bloggers make a I'm career sorry. On some fake news. So
if I want to modify right now, it's still June 28th, if I understand correctly.
Yes, you cannot modify. You cannot modify 2020 or 2021 right now. June 28th, we'll be able to modify 2021, and okay. We do not have a date to. We can modify 2020 next Monday, but not sell new next Monday. And I don't know in terms of modification. If for 2020, if we'll even be able to add days or add
a day of tickets or something. Tickets I know that's, or, I've had that question three times today.
I know. I know. Yeah. I don't know that we'll be able to do that. So
see, I get 20, confused
but
by
for 2021,
said,
we will be.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I got confused by the wording because it said by June 28th.
I know, not, right?
Yeah, before
I think like some lawyers working overtime to write some of this stuff.
Seriously, I'm like, come on now. Like, I was supposed to go to the lake. I can't. I'm not going now. I mean, it's not a big deal. I'm glad to be working. But the thing is, like, I'm dude, like, why are you floating the date? Tell me the date. You know the date. Tell me the date.
I know, right?
Okay. All right.
They got an anchor chain.
I can call and.
Steve, we're like this. If you're watching the video, we're just like fish. They're like hooking us. I'm like, here we go. That's exactly what's happening. No, I appreciate it. Sorry we gave you like, we're about 45% reliable tonight. So we'll work
no,
on that.
No, it's okay.
On a good day.
All overwhelming and confusing. And I'm glad you guys were able to give me something.
I appreciate it, Steve. You have a great weekend, man. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, bye-bye. Steve. You bet. We need that like High School Musical. We're all in this together.
Dude, these other people are not going down with us. I can tell you that.
No.
Like you are on your own, people. Melissa says she trusts your intuition, so there you go. You got a backer. What about this real quick? Because I did get this question a couple times. What about swan and dolphin? Are they in this or not?
I believe so. The main thing is going to be you need to link the reservation. You need to be able to link the reservation. So if you can do that and you can see it in your My Disney Experience, then it's all going to work fine for you.
Yeah, and real quick, just to following up, I forgot what I was going to talk about. So with the modifications for 2020, right now, again, when you hear this on the feed, this could be old. Stuff is changing so fast, but
right?
I mean, we can only
yes.
get them out as quickly as, you know, we're not going to give you like five podcasts a day. But as of this recording on Friday night, June 19th, right now we can only modify 2020 packages that are checking out before or on July 11th, because I have a guest who is extremely patient. And I mean, we are working together. There's nothing we can do, but we're working. He checks out on July 12th. You know, and he has like an 8-night stay. And it's like, can we do it yet? And it's like, no, because of that last night's killing us. But we are going to get it done as soon as possible. So those folks that are just hanging in there, thank you for your patience. We are going to get these things done as soon as we can.
Right. And I'm reading Elizabeth's question. Elizabeth, on Monday, you will not be able to make any arrangements for 2021 on Monday. On Monday is only for guests who have 2020 reservations, not 2021. So on Monday, we will be able to modify existing reservations, and guests will also be able to make park reservations for 2020 reservations. Nothing for 2021, and we also can't make new reservations for 2020 on Monday either. They would have to be an existing reservation. Later in the week, we will be able to look at 2021. We'll be able to do a lot more modification for 2021 than we can with 2020. Just because I think they're waiting to see how 2020 goes and how much more space they have. And hopefully that answered all the questions.
I think so. So right now, let's just kind of, because we got to wrap it up, we're at the top of the hour, but and everybody in the chat room, I think, is getting drunk because they're drinking margaritas trying to keep up with all this news. So I want to make sure everybody's okay. So the date, okay, so it's Friday night as we're recording. So the date we're looking for right now, just to summarize quickly, Monday is going to be for people that have existing hotel reservations on site with tickets. You got to have both. Can't have one or the other. You got to have both on Monday, the 22nd. Yeah. Then we move to the 26th. That is for, and that's also, so that could be annual pass holders, but only annual pass holders that also have hotel reservations. The 26th becomes annual pass holders who do not have hotel reservations. And the 28th comes for anybody that has tickets, but no hotel. So that's the next three, right?
Yeah, except instead of the 26th, it's the 24th, I believe.
I'm looking at, hang on, let me look.
Yeah, look, where's the announcement? Yeah, pull the announcement.
I got it right here. I got it right here. Hang on. Oh, I got to sign back in. Hang on. Log me out. It is.
Yes, Melissa, my floor it's the CIA mapping board.
It's the CIA. It's the 22nd, the 26th, and the 28th. There's no 24th.
There's no 24th?
No, there's nothing on the 24th. Okay. But the other date to know, probably the most important date that everybody's itching for, by June 28th, we can start doing those 2021 packages. Or for all the good people that have the basic packages, we can throw the tickets on there so that you're set too. But that day will be crazy. So when that day happens, please be my guests are so patient. They understand. But I mean, I could get it done quickly. But the thing is, to add the tickets, it's going to be over the phone. So it's almost like winning the lottery on that day to get a phone line. But we'll get it. We just, you know, might not get it by 7 a.m., 8 a.m. We just got to
right. In there. The good news is once we make the reservation for you, you will be able to make the park reservations. So that's a good thing. But so how about reservations of 2021? No tickets. So we'll be able to add tickets to those basic. If you have a basic package, we'll be able to add tickets to that basic package at that time.
Yeah, because I have a ton of basic packages, which is just the room, no tickets. But to eight, remember, the key is if you have an 8-digit confirmation number, it usually starts with a 2. You have a basic package. You're in good shape. We can throw the tickets on there. Now, if she's asking also, what if you want to make a reservation without tickets in 2021? I would not do that right now if you can avoid it. I'd make sure you have tickets at this point. I'd never said that before this, but I'd definitely make sure you have tickets somewhere. But
I would too.
Yeah, I mean, you could book a basic package without tickets, but I mean,
are unsure about anything, what I would do right now is make a reservation that includes tickets and get drop your park reservation. You can always drop the tickets and drop the park reservations at a later date, but you may not have the option to add those in the beginning. And here's the other thing. When you have a package, it's still a $200 deposit.
Yeah.
Whether you have tickets, whether you have tickets that are maxed out, whether you have tickets and every other option under the sun, and there aren't that many options right now. So, I mean, whatever. It's still a $200 deposit.
It is. So, get the tickets now because you're not paying for them now. Just have them there to keep you eligible for all the benefits of having tickets. And then later on, reevaluate if you don't need them. It's the worst. You don't want to go the other way. You're going to be out of luck. You could be out. You're not saying you will be. You could be. But with the tickets, you're guaranteed. You have access. It's like the VIP pass. Also, Stephanie's asking about the military discount. That won't be available initially. But later on, that can probably be added. You know, we don't know what the future holds, but we should be able to add that later on down the line.
Yeah.
Again, still $200 deposit. So, whew. I think I need a margarita.
I know. I'm with everyone who thinks the bye June 28th.
Dude, what's that? That's just Disney yanking our chain, man. They're just like, oh, stuff. They're like, 2020's given us so much stuff. We don't know. We're just going to say bye. I'm surprised they didn't say bye December 31st. So they gave them, you know, 5 months leeway instead of a week. It's crazy.
Yes, I know. And I did see the question briefly about Disney considering lengthening pass stay for those who have to quarantine. I have not heard anything like that at this point, that Disney is lengthening the annual pass length for those who do have to quarantine from this 3 states. So
I can't even think about that. That is crazy.
That brings in another equation.
Oh my goodness. Well, Pam, thanks.
I'm gonna have to put another pin in my living room.
That's right. Well, thanks for dropping in. That made it a whole lot more fun tonight and gave us some clarification on that too. I appreciate it. So Pam and I will be back together with Ricky on Monday. Maybe we'll get Ricky or Pam. I don't know. But this weekend will be crazy, but you know, we're here Saturday night, Sunday night, and then Monday night we'll have the live shows of, or the Wednesday and Friday shows. Of course, we'll be talking about this on the feed more in depth with Ricky as well. So just thanks for dropping in and hope you enjoyed the call-in show. We'll be back together again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, having more fun Disney talk. So until then, for Pam, I'm Mike saying stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.